the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, my name is Dave McLean and the charity is the Centenary Centre.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
In 2002, the Methodists decided that they wanted to sell their hall in Peel, and bless them, they didn't want to sell it to a developer. They wanted it to stay in the community. So they cast about, and some of us got together and put up an idea that we thought an art centre might be worth doing. And they were good enough to sell it at a really, really cheap price. So we bought it and then spent the next 9 months renovating it. And I always remember we had 5,000 hours of skilled labour donated. And that was plasterers, electricians, you know. And then obviously no end of people like me who, you know, didn't know one end of a hammer from another, but I could put a coat of paint on or hit something. We opened in October 2003, so 23 years later, still strong.
Tell us about your team.
Well, the most important thing about the team is that we're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. Not the engineers, not me, not anybody. I mean, we all call ourselves managers or anything, but there is a management committee, six of us. We're in charge of the sort of finances, the health and safety, making sure our customers are safe, and just generally running the diary. And then there's also a meet and greet team. That's very important because they are a safety team. They look after their fire marshals. We have a cleaning and maintenance team on a Monday morning. Our most important job is making sure the coffee's up to standard, you know. I mean, we also do some bit of cleaning, but most importantly, we sit around drinking coffee. And then there's the bar team, very important, and the tea and coffee team.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for anybody on the island. I mean, particularly anybody who is interested in the arts or needs some space. We try and be as inclusive as we can, and we provide as wide a programme as we can. We're always willing to look at any new project, no matter how niche it is. At the moment, for example, I'm absolutely excited that we have Solon, which is a new theatre group. They're wanting to produce new music, poetry, drama, but all based around the island and with the Manx flavour. So that's really exciting.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work with the Friends of the Centenary Centre. That's another charity, a registered charity. Their main function is to raise funds for us. But we also have a great relationship with the Arts Council, with the Lottery Trust, with Culture Vanin, the Cruniac. I mean, anybody who wants to work with us, really.
What are your main goals?
Oh, just to provide a space for people to use to either bring high quality arts or any sort of community event that they want to do.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We hope that we'll continue to do what we're doing. I mean, we always hope to try and make things better, to get better quality artists to come to us. I mean, we're limited by our 200 capacity. You know, we're always looking to improve, but also we've pretty well used all the space that we had, but we just have a little bit of space at the front of the building, and we've got planning for a sculpture which has been designed by Rob Jones, the Manx sculptor, and we're hoping to do that. And along at the same time improve our disabled access. The only problem is we have a quote of £25,000 to do this job, and so there's a lot of fundraising ahead of us.
How is the charity funded?
We're funded by our ticket sales, by our hire fees, which we obviously try and keep as low as we can to make it as affordable for as many people as possible. But we've also had great support from people like all the funding bodies, the Arts Council, Lottery Trust, etc. But mainly from our ticket sales.
How can people support you?
You could come along on a Monday morning, come and have a cup of coffee with us. You don't have to do any hoovering. Just come along, have a chat. We're very friendly. There's up to about a dozen of us now, actually. And we all have to sit in the bar because on a Monday morning, we have the Man in Music mini musicians. And, you know, so lovely. Hardly hear ourselves speak, but to hear those little children in there is just a wonderful thing. Or else come and see one of the volunteers at a show.
Where can people find out more?
Either go to our Facebook, Instagram pages, or you could go to our website, www.centenarycentre.com.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.